Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And your dream team, a whole different animal. Dr. Debbie answering your vet medical questions. Dog trainer Alan Cable, dog father Joey Villani, and animal communicator Joy Turner. On the big show today, we're going to be talking to Marty Becker's kid. I was unaware he procreated.
Yes, he's got a daughter.
Oh, this is
cool. And she's kind of following in his footsteps. She's not a veterinarian, but she does work with dogs.
Oh, what's on her mind today?
Well, actually, she works with cats, too. She has both. She's, you know, grew up with Dr. Becker, so she knows all about animals. But she's going to help us with that cat that wakes you up in the middle of the night that wants to play or eat or just disturbs your sleep.
Oh, that'll help me a lot.
I know. I got her on for you.
Has she been on before with Dr. Becker?
You know, I don't think so. Is this her?
No, I don't think
so. This is her virgin appearance.
Yes, I believe
her premier appearance.
Yes.
I better not say virgin appearance. I don't think you'd like that.
That's his daughter you're talking about over there, Hal.
Hey, Stace.
I had no idea that hedgehogs were really pets. I mean, I knew hedgehogs were real, but I didn't know people had them in their home as pets. I thought they were just chia pets.
Sure.
But, you know, those little chia pets, they look like hedgehogs. Anyway, there's a bad strain of salmonella coming from them. I'll tell you about it coming up on Animal Radio News.
I'll forget that as a present.
They're cool looking, though.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from La Puente, California.
What can we do for you? I got Alan to my right. I got Dr. Debbie to my left. Groomer Joey Villani. Animal communicator Joy Turner. How can we help you today? Givers.
I've got a soon-to-be three-year-old pit bull who just chews through everything.
That's you, Alan. Hey, do you give your pit bull exercise? You get exercise with the dog? You take him out, play with him?
We have 5 mini pins, so he thinks he's a mini pin, so he runs around with them everywhere. We have a big backyard, and he just runs everywhere.
Well, and you know, it's funny you say that about the toy, because I saw at Super Zoo, I saw something called Jolly Balls, and I saw another thing called Go Nuts.
And both of those are actually never mind.
Yeah, they're actually things that Hal keeps his trophies in his room. But they're also dog toys that, have a guarantee that if your dog chews through it, they'll replace it. So yeah. I would suggest.
Kong. We've tried Kong, we've tried Orca, we've tried everything. I mean, Kong has an extreme Kong, and that was gone within a matter of days.
That is amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Well, the Jolly Balls.
Through trees, like a big 3-inch tree. He chewed through a 4x4. I mean, just whatever he could get a hold of.
This is the dog I'd want to be stuck in jail with.
Yeah.
I mean, chew his way out.
He could probably open coconuts.
Wow, you know, you should get one. Just he might have. You just might have named the perfect chew toy.
Yeah,
there you go, coconut.
I mean, rubber tires, everything.
Wow.
Yeah, tractor tires, whatever you hold on.
Now, Alan, don't you think that's kind of like a chewing problem?
No, because because he's just chewing the stuff you give him to chew, right? His toys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he doesn't have a problem. He's just got he likes to chew, and that's natural. But, you know, if you took him for a big, long walk or you played with him for a half hour a day, strenuous exercise, he'd probably chew less because he's got a lot of energy you got to get out. So he would chew less. But the Jolly Balls and the Go Nuts, that is at the Super Zoo, it says, you know, hey, if your dog chews through this, there's a guarantee. So they'll replace it. So, you know, you got toys for life there, even if your dog chews through those.
Yeah. He loves to play the Frisbee. So I'll throw the Frisbee, and he'll jump up and grab it, and he'll just rip it to shreds.
Oh, see, now you've got to teach him not to rip the Frisbee to shreds. Do you know how to do that?
No.
All right, well, basically, it's going to take some time. You're going to run through some Frisbees. But what you're going to do is you're going to teach him that's the one thing that he can't chew, and you're going to teach him the command no bite. And the way you practice is you got to tire him out first, and then you're going to hold the Frisbee out, and you're going to give it to him, and you're going to let him have it, and then you're going to say no bite, okay? And the object is to make him understand that he has to let go and give it back to you. And you can start with his food by controlling his food and making him wait for his food. You've got to teach him the sit command, the stay command first, and then you'll teach him the no bite command.
Okay, because right now he weighs about maybe 65 to 70 pounds right now.
You can teach him. It'll take about a month to teach him not to chew up his Frisbee. That's the one thing. And so if you teach him that, if you teach him not to chew his Frisbee and you have a strenuous catch with him for like 30 minutes every day, he'll probably wind up chewing a lot less. He'll lay around a lot more and just sleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he even chases birds all over. And he'll jump in the air to try to grab them.
He's got energy. You know, he's got the prey instinct, and he's got the energy, and you need to get that out once a day, and he'll be a lot less apt to chew things up. But that sounds like a fun dog you got there, though.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's just very lovable. Just my wife pampers him so much. The one thing that gets me about him is we have a little cat, and he's never afraid of anything else except for that cat. And that cat has never touched him, never scratched him, anything.
Well, dogs respect speed. And when they see a cat move their claws really fast, it freaks them out because they can't see, you know, very well. So they're like, "Oh man, you know, this dude's heavy duty right here. I'm gonna give him some room, give him some respect."
Ninja cat.
Brutus is his name. He'll be laying down, and the cat will just walk up really slow and rub up against him, and he'll get up and take off running.
Oh yeah, and Kitty knows that too.
Oh yeah. I mean, he doesn't know that he could just snap that cat in half if he wanted to, but he'll just forget. I don't even want to be in the same room with that cat.
Well, you're a good dog owner. You got a good dog. I always love to talk to folks that have pit bulls that are happy and well socialized, and the more people see that, the better, because people just have a terrible perception of those dogs, and it's sad.
Oh, I know. My brother-in-law, though, there was a puppy of his dog had like a litter of puppies. And Brutus was like, you know, medium size, but he was like the cutest one. But the mom, how big is Betty? Her name is Betty, and she's huge. I mean, and she probably weighs maybe about 100 pounds, I don't know. But you lay down, and she'll lay down on top of you. And all those all his dogs are just so lovable. They just wouldn't harm anything.
Yeah, I love dogs, my friend.
All right,
you know what's funny about this whole conversation?
What?
Joseph?
We're talking about how the cat chases the dog. Now, if you think about when you were growing up, and especially when you know, I'm 47, so you go back and you look at the cartoons when you grew up with Bugs Bunny and Tom and Jerry, and it was always the dog chased the cat chased the bird. Now, in my household, it's completely different.
Really?
Okay. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's the dog is the lowest in the pecking order. The bird chases the cat. The cat chases the dog, and in that order. And the only thing that they're afraid of is my garage door, because I'm a groomer, and that's where the tub is. And in my household, they all get washed. When I go for the garage door, they all run, even the bird. Even the bird knows, it's bath time. And boom,
there's the Joey Bellani patented teaching and training technique is to carry a door with you wherever you go.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. The garage door, it has to be, yes.
Not easy, but effective.
Exactly.
There you go. Hey, Alex, good luck on that.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much.
Have a great day there. Jolly balls and go nuts, really?
Well, that's what I saw at the Super Zoo, and I was impressed because it said, if your dog chews through it, we'll replace it.
I'm surprised you didn't try it.
I was trying. You know, I was feeling my way around Super Zoo. You know, I didn't quite know, you know, what I was supposed to do. I mean, they had our armed guards at some areas, you know, the experimental dog stuff. They had the armed guards there. So I'm like, am I allowed in here? So then I walked through, and nobody was looking, I'd pick stuff up and analyze it. But then people would come over and talk to me, and I was freaked out because they wanted to know where I was from. And I don't like to give up information, you know.
They were probably asking why you were chewing the toys.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's Vinny Penn, your party animal on Animal Radio. Just want to read a little something off to you that I got. I took my daughter to an outdoor festival this weekend, and they had all sorts of different events. I stopped by one booth, and they had this great brochure, Greyhounds as Pets, a great pet for all, with, of course, great being spelled G-R-E-Y-T. And this is from Pups Without Partners, which is a Greyhound adoption program. I thought it was very cool because they're really bullet-pointed why Greyhounds are a great dog to get. They're the only dog mentioned in the Bible. That's the first thing they lead off with. It's biblical. There are biblical implications. If Jesus does return and you have a greyhound, you're saved. I like that they started with that. Good with well-behaved children is the second one. What if your son is like my son, Luke? Should I not get a greyhound? Good with well-behaved children? Luke is not well-behaved. Chances are he's going to want to ride the greyhound. He will want to box with him. So, well-behaved children. Maybe I should talk to them about rewriting this brochure. But no, actually, a lot of the other points were great. They're good with other pets, very intelligent, clean, low maintenance. I know the shedding issue is big for a lot of people. Very used to human contact. And they can never wear flea collars or run loose, which I thought was interesting. It says, greyhounds have been raised with their litter mates and crave attention and affection. By nature, they are calm, laid back, and there were a few there, and it is true. A beautiful, beautiful dog. I don't think I've ever seen a greyhound outside of the bus up close and personal before. It is a beautiful dog. It says they can live to be between 12 and 15 years old. And the Adopt a Greyhound, this program here says, we've been very successful and have 100% adoption rate since we began in 1995. That's over 10 years of getting these pups without partners partnered up. I'm from Connecticut, but if you do want to check it out, it's at www.pupswithoutpartners.org. I'm just really stuck on the good with well-behaved children. Yeah, I couldn't get Luke. My son Luke really just ruined greyhounds for our house. Vinnie Penn, Party Animal on Animal Radio.
This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free Happy Homes. Don't forget, you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's made possible by Fear Free Happy Homes, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfreehappyhomes.com. And thanks, Fear Free, for underwriting Animal Radio.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. That's 800-215-6815.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.